Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another beautiful day, a beautiful week in this wonderful new covenant in the Lord, in the Spirit, and in this beautiful gospel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragement this morning again to just be in the light as you are in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11. Verse 16 to 18. For such men are counterfeit apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. I repeat then, let no one think that I am foolish, but even if you do, at least accept me as foolish, so that I too may boast a little. What I say in this confident boasting, I say not as the Lord would, with his authority, but foolishly. Since many boast of worldly things and brag about human accomplishments, I will boast too.
Hallelujah. So we see Paul's got a problem there. There's counterfeit apostles, calls him also super apostles, but not in the truth. And so he's just comparing these apostles to the commitment that he has, that we need to have to walk in the Spirit, preaching right Jesus, in sharing the right gospel. And so he's talking here, like he says, it's foolishness. But in what they boast in, you can just see when the Lord takes hold of a person, like he did with Paul, the realities are there for everyone to see. He's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. He knows the right Jesus that he's ruling, that had said, lo, I'll be with you until the end of this age, that has made the Spirit available, and he's staying in tune with the Spirit, and so bringing forth the right gospel, where you experience God. To experience God, to know God, is to be aware of him, able to speak about him, and experience him. That's the word know. And this is the reality for any true disciples, as Paul was, and as the disciples of old were. So it's so necessary we stay in tune, because we've got a God that is ruling supreme. He's here and he's alive, and he's here to fill us so that we can experience him, know him, and he's here to fill this world. So that's a big, big reality. So this foolish boasting is worldly. It's not in the Spirit. But this is where Paul is going, and he's going to speak about this for a while. So we just need to just know this can be the problems, not can, it is the problems that we have in the world. But we need to get to the Lord, and we need to stay with the Lord, and we need to listen to what he's saying to us through the Spirit, so that he can come and make his home, and make his home with us, his show his provision, be real to us. And yeah, it's not just a pie in the sky. It's a reality that is here to fill all things. So yeah, my encouragement this morning would just be to look at Jesus again and just see. He didn't judge according to what he saw or what he heard. He judged with righteous judgment. Well, what is righteous judgment? He looks to his Father at all times. His own words were, I seek not my own glory, but his glory. Because in seeking the Father's glory, that's where you find your place. You've got place in the Father. God made you, and he made you for purpose. So Isaiah chapter 11 is a beautiful chapter there, where we see Jesus was sent to bring all things back to the reality of how it should be. So he's in the ministry of restoration, and we also in that same ministry. And so he stayed in tune with the Father, and so we must stay in tune with the Father. And we see the beautiful results of staying in tune with the Father, because the kingdom is here. That's the heavenly Jerusalem. It's the city of God. That's Mount Zion. It's used here. You see the word Mount Zion. And you see this Mount Zion is on earth. He says, you are in Mount Zion, this kingdom, and this kingdom is here to fill this whole earth. And then there's total peace, there's total beauty. You see there also in Isaiah 11, I've left the beautiful, powerful result of God's kingdom here is seen there. But then I just point out in that there the importance of having this gospel that presents the right Jesus with the right spirit. And yeah, so I just point out that importance, because this knowledge of the goodness of God covers the earth like the waters cover the sea. There's no room for darkness anymore. That's where we come into, guys. So we now already got to just stay in tune, develop on schedule, and be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.